beber ese vino. Para más adelante tu guía te voy a divertir.
Listeners.
Hello, everyone. We know you did. Don't even need to ask that question.
Yeah. So anyways, on to BuzzFeed, because Nora and I have decided that BuzzFeed basically dictates our lives.
Yeah. We spend more time, we write the news, and yet we spend more time on BuzzFeed than we do on the BBC.
It's a sad, sad truth, but we'll be like, BBC, and then we'll type up our news articles for the bulletin, and we'll be all set, and then we'll just be like, what do we do now? BuzzFeed.
Freak out about BuzzFeed. Yeah, oh my God, did you see the thing about Justin Bieber?
Yes, I did.
Oh my God. Yes, so what's the first thing that we're going to talk about?
Do you want to do the Cinderella one? Because we've both seen that.
Yeah. Yes, I'm quite a Disney fan. I don't know.
I am as well, don't worry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
14. So the BuzzFeed article is 14 questions Disney forgot to answer about Cinderella. And you know what? I didn't think about these when I was a child and watching this film, but now that they're presenting them, I'm like,
oh my God, what happened?
What did happen?
I don't know. Yeah, I agree. It's not something that you think about. When you're a little kid, you're just like, pretty dresses, pretty hair, like fun songs, like little singing, dancing mice. But yeah.
One thing I did think of, though, when I was a small child, aren't slippers made of glass a bit impractical? Yes.
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 That'll
Why?
Hurt. I can't Why? Deal with heels when they're made out of normal materials.
Right?
I don't know what they're, I guess cloth and like, I don't even know.
Some plastic heel stuff.
Yes, can't deal with those. Glass would be extremely painful. What if you stepped on your foot too hard and then like it shattered and you just get shards of glass?
Or like you would cut yourself putting your shoe on, because like what happens if there's like a rough edge somewhere?
Exactly.
Like, no.
And then the whole thing is just not going to go well.
Yeah. Also, how did they not recognize Cinderella at the ball? Like, seriously, she put on a dress. She's not even wearing a mask.
She's not.
She's like, not even wearing a
there
mask.
There are ones where she's wearing a mask, like the remakes and stuff.
Yeah,
and it's much more believable. But, like, she's got blonde hair. She's got quite a pretty face. Like, she's got some makeup on. And maybe there's a little bit of magic fairy dust around her. But she looks just as good when she's sweeping, like, mopping floors and stuff.
Yeah,
like,
it's absolutely ridiculous.
Anyway, so, should we get into what the actual article says?
Yes.
Okay.
Other than our own opinions.
Other than us babbling on about Cinderella, yes.
Yeah.
So the first one is, Amanda, why don't you go?
Why and how do all the spouses die? Actually, that's a good point, because Cinderella's father had a wife, obviously, her mother, but the mother died, and then he remarried the stepmother, but then he died.
Yep.
The stepmother had been married before and had two girls, but her husband died. So there's a lot of death going on. And yep. also wasn't the queen... Didn't the queen died.
The queen also died. If you watch the third one, you understand that she's actually quite a lot like Anastasia.
Interesting.
Yes. Not that I watch Cinderella 3 A Twist in Time very often. Except once every summer, probably.
I own the Mulan sequel. That's how bad it is.
Really own it. You have to, like, I have the thing memorized. Oh, my God. My sister and I did the dance to one of those songs. And we just, like, the one where they're, like, jumping around, like, I want to be like other girls. Yeah. We actually know. All the lyrics.
Oh, that's genius. I love that.
Oh, my gosh.
That's so good.
Yes.
Anyways, okay, number two.
Number two. How did Cinderella's father even fall for this crazy cougar, meaning Lady Tremaine, of course? Now, I have respect for Lady Tremaine because the woman that does her voice is also the woman that does Maleficent's voice.
Really?
And yes, exactly. She's like the best female evil villain ever. She's got that drawling voice.
All she needs is a Cruella de Vil on there, too, and she'd have like the... Like trifecta of evil villainesses.
Exactly, yes. Yeah. And she's I have respect for it. But yeah, how did he end up liking her?
Girl's
I mean,
a bit crazy
I could understand. Yeah, she's a bit crazy looking as well. Like, I could understand she's, you know, if she was really hot.
Yeah.
But, like, she is quite sinister looking.
It might be, I don't know, in some adaptations of Cinderella I've seen, because I've seen very many.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
They have to marry her because she's rich and they're, like, going financially broke.
Yes.
Like, that's what happens in Ella Enchanted, which is kind of like Cinderella, but not really.
She's broken, he's rich. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Like, that's the whole remarriage.
That he's not rich either. He just thinks that she's rich. So yeah. It's just this double illusion, and then you realize that you shouldn't marry for money because
you should only marry for love.
You should only marry for love. When you marry for love, you find out that he has, like, a whole realm of, like, a kingdom and a lot of money, and...
That's what The Princess and the Frog teaches you. You kiss somebody who you think has nothing because he's a frog, and then bada bing, bada boom, he's a prince, and you're living in a castle, and woohoo.
Oh, if only life worked like that.
If only life worked like that.
I'm pretty sure if I kissed the hobo that's sitting right outside Tesco right now, he wouldn't end up being a prince of a remote country, and I would never have to work again in my life.
And we do go to a school that attracts princes. Yeah, we do go to a school that attracts princes, but at the same time, I'm really tired of everybody going, so have you found your prince yet? I'm like, no. Like, the vast majority of students are normal, right? Like, you know that. Just normal American girls and boys.
No, just normal. Yep, there
and
we go.
Normal British girls and boys.
Exactly.
And normal Europeans and South Americans.
Yep.
And
Everywhere. They come from all over the place.
Name all the continents. Asian. South Asian. African.
Australian.
That is also a continent.
Yes. There we go.
I think we've named them all, so let's continue.
All seven, yes. All different places. Okay, so.
Why don't we just go through the highlights of this, because I think they're going to get really bored.
It is going to get, yeah, that's true. Okay.
Oh, look. So. BuzzFeed also wonders, aren't slippers made of glass a bit impractical?
There you go. Something we've questioned already.
Also, what is the name of the prince?
Yeah, like, he's just sort of Prince Charming, isn't he?
But the funny thing is that according to BuzzFeed, they never actually call him Prince Charming. They just labeled him that afterwards.
Really?
Yeah.
They didn't even give him a name?
He's always referred to as the prince.
Like, one of the hallmarks of the entire industry and, like, not even the industry. He's a hallmark of this film. He's a hallmark of the Disney, like, monopoly in general. He's an ideal that's, like, perpetuated throughout society.
He is the stereotype.
And he doesn't get a name.
I know.
Poor, poor man. Poor guy.
Even Eric gets a name in The Little Mermaid. Even Eric gets a name.
Even Eric. Why even Eric, though?
Because Eric's kind of a useless prince.
That's true. They all don't talk very much, do they?
Yeah, no. Eric talks the most, and he still doesn't talk that much.
Aladdin's my favorite. Aladdin's the film. He's got the whole film, though.
He's kind of cool.
I'm a Flynn Rider kind of girl.
Yeah.
Although, there's a special place in my heart for, obviously, I can't remember his name right now. So,
which one? Which film?
The one of the Princess and the Frog. Oh, I know his name.
Oh, right. What is his name?
Oh, my God.
I'm going to look it up right
now. This is so bad. Why don't I remember it?
It's okay. You just keep talking, and I will
figure it out.
Okay, that's
fine. I quite like him. He's got some pizzazz. He's got some cuteness. I quite like him. He's quite snazzy.
His name is Prince... Ooh, one second.
Yes.
I thought I had it, but then
Philip
I was
lied to.
Doesn't
talk that much either, and then he just, like, goes off and, like... He's in a dungeon.
In the film.
And then
film.
he saves her. Go
yeah,
ahead.
No, he's yeah, he like just goes la 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 la. Yeah, I'm going exactly. to kiss he's the like, girl that looks dead.
I hear a voice and it's beautiful, and then he's like, oh, we should get married now because we dance together in the woods. This is exciting.
Yeah. The Princess and the Frog Disney film. The prince's name is Naveen.
Oh, Naveen! I knew it was something. Ah, oh, jeez.
It was ethnic.
No, I didn't.
No,
I
that
did
is
not
that
say
is legitimately
that is on the record. I did not say that.
No, that's how it's described on this one Google result.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. No, I was.
You're gonna have to trust us on this.
No. Yeah, that wasn't us. That was just us quoting a link that, because I just like Googled like what his name was. Answers that yahoo.com tells us that he is from the fictional country of Maldonia.
Maldonia. I love it.
So
Maldonia.
So fun facts about the Princess and the Frog that you may or may not have already known. Other there fun things that Cinderella did not answer our question.
Yes, there
about.
We go. There's more. Yes, the one you said they don't recognize her at the ball.
Is that there too?
Yes, that's there. That's number 8. Although I find the king's psychological issue. What's up with the king's psychological
issue? I don't
issues?
Remember that.
But no, because he freaks out over nothing.
Oh, that's true.
Like,
he does.
He's when you the first time you see the king, he's just thrown his crown straight through a window and is screaming his head off at the poor duke, being like, oh my god, the prince isn't married, he's being annoying, blah 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 blah, and just goes on this massive rant and his face gets red and it scares me.
He just really wants grandkids.
I know, and he has a little scene where he like has a dream where he wants grandbabies, and then he wakes up and then he tries to kill the duke again because he's like, oh, the girl got away. So he is harboring some like repressed feelings or something. I'm not even sure. No.
But I think he's not dealing with his wife's death very well.
Yeah, that must be it. I think he just misses her, so then he starts screaming. And I guess there's a part of it is comic relief for the film, but it's not necessarily that.
It's like the Donald Duck character.
Yeah,
because like Donald Duck just like freaks out all the time. I actually read on BuzzFeed, of course, a theory that Donald Duck has PTSD. From serving in, I think it was the Vietnam War, but I could have been wrong.
Okay.
Yeah, it's one of the worst.
Wasn't created before that.
But I think this is something that they gave him. They like because they had comics. Like I'm saying, it might not have been Vietnam. It might have been World War II.
Okay, yeah. Well, yeah, okay,
I honestly can't remember which war it was. Because all wars are horrible.
Yeah, exactly. They're all bad.
Yeah, but there was they like showed evidence of like clips, like comic strips from before the war era and then after the war era. And before the war era, he was gentler and like nicer and et cetera, et cetera. But then. And then the logical response to this conspiracy theory is that, like all the other characters, they couldn't just be all like kind of like nice and like good and average. They all had to be given like a specific, like, character bit. So Donald Duck was very angry. Mickey Mouse was a commitment phobe. Goofy was man creature.
a weird dog man. Unidentified.
Yeah.
Strange.
And so that was the theory, but. Just like the king, Donald Duck had some anger issues. It's apparently a pretty comical decision for cartoon characters. Also, number 11 on BuzzFeed why do the mice need to wear clothes?
Oh, because they're cute. I don't know if this is right or not, but I'm going to say it anyway. The mouse, Gus.
Yes.
She calls him, she says, I'm going to call you Octavian. And then she says, but for short, we'll call you Gus. And my useless classical education tells me that the Emperor Augustus was given the title Augustus, but he was Octavian before I could remember the year, but I probably won't. Was it like 31 or something like that? BC, AB. Please don't ask me. I don't know.
It's okay.
My humanities teacher would be very ashamed of me for not remembering. But anyway.
We won't tell him.
It's fine. We won't tell him. So, Octavian and Gus, it's actually a reference to a Roman emperor.
That's really cool. There are tons of like
exactly
subtle references in Disney movies. And I think it gives like such another layer to the films. Because that way adults who might have classical knowledge or like basically just general knowledge like about the films or about the fun facts that they're referencing, they can appreciate it too. It's more than just pretty dresses and a nice little moral.
There you go. Yes, or, it's good for everyone to watch.
Exactly.
All right. Is that all we have for the Cinderella rantings?
Yeah, that's basically it.
That's basically it.
The rest of them are just whatever. The
rest of them are eh.
Yeah.
We sort of talked. We've talked. Yeah, we covered all of them. I think it might be time to give ourselves a break and catch our breath.
Definitely.
I don't think there's any Disney Cinderella on here, but there is a fair amount of Disney on here. So I'm going to go with I Won't Say I'm in Love by Meg from Hercules. And
always a classic.
It's a great song to have.
If Dino returns on my mic, you guys will definitely hear me singing along. So don't be tempted.
You'll have to keep listening to see if I'm actually going to, because now I really want to. Okay, we'll be back.
Okay.
If there's a price for rotten judgment, I guess I've already won that. No man is worth the aggravation. That's ancient history, been there, done that.
Don't you think you're kidding? He's the earth and heaven to you. Try to keep it hidden. Honey, we can see right through you. Girl, you can't see it. We know how you're feeling. Who you're thinking of.
Oh, no chance, no way, I won't say. You're dying to cry your heart.
Was just like manically roaming around the outside, like trying to figure out where the hell this plug goes, and it's making me laugh so much. I know you needed to know that. I'll let you get back to the song now.
I won't say.
We are back.
Hello.
Hello, hello, everyone. We're going to take it to a bit of a more serious place now.
Are we capable of that?
Maybe. No.
We're going to do our best. No. We're going to do our best.
We'll do our best. It's a bit more serious,
yeah,
I guess.
I think if we have a serious topic, we're not going to be like joking around, because we are good people. We are
first and foremost Star News reporters.
Yes, so we do have an obligation to report the news.
Exactly.
And so, another BuzzFeed article.
Yes.
That
we found.
This one's a little bit, serious.
Serious.
Six mind-blowing, ridiculous conspiracy theories surrounding the Boston bombing. That should be interesting.
Yes, it should be. I haven't actually looked over this yet.
I haven't either. This is probably a tentatively bad idea that we're doing, but oh well.
There we go. All right, so at number six, the bomb squad knew of the attack in advance.
I'm sorry, what?
I'll read this off. There's a rumor that bomb squads knew about the attack in advance. Alex Jones, one of the conspiracy website InfoWars or whatever, has said that it coincided with a bomb squad drill. Mike Adams, someone else, said that the bomb squad carried out the bombing as a false flag operation to achieve a political goal, a.k.a. unleashing TSA on the streets, blaming right-wingers, increasing the bomb squad budget, etc.
But nobody blamed right-wingers. Nobody blamed...
No, I don't know.
Like, this, I think that the... To find a silver lining in such a tragedy, I think that some of the beauty if I can say that, of humanity that we find in this incident is that people did, they actually rallied together. They didn't turn on one another.
No.
What happens in a lot of tragic events, people really came together. And so I think that just, that's crap. I'm not supposed to say that on the radio, but you know
yeah,
what?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, I just, yeah, that's not very believable.
No, not at all. What are the other ones then? If that's what number six.
See, like, I don't know, because I'm not even sure. Something, like, this is just a drill. If anything, if they thought it was just a drill, or, like, officials began announcing this is just a drill, this means they were all informed of the bomb drill beforehand. Like, obviously, that would have been either a coincidence, or just good planning if the bombers knew about it, because you would have the bomb squad confused, if I'm reading this correctly. Mm-hmm. Like, if they thought it was a drill, they obviously wouldn't be taking it as seriously.
Yeah,
like,
no.
So I don't see, if there is an argument, it's going to be for, like,
that the argument
they did
is
it
actually
on purpose to mess up bomb squads and, like, get them confused because it was the same day as a drill. But anyway, it was the day of the Boston Marathon, I think, is the point.
Yeah, and, I mean, that's a very popular day that's significant. That's not just, if had this happened on, like, a random day, maybe this conspiracy theory would have a little bit more beef to
yes,
it.
Yes, there we go.
This is a major, especially for Boston, this is a major event. Like, schools shut down. Mm-hmm. Everybody takes the day off of work and has barbecues and lines up against the streets.
Yeah,
and like, it's a big deal.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Number four states that and I think that these are all supporting the same theory that, like, this is all kind of, like, supporting, like, some sort of a government conspiracy theory, because number four is that the Facebook page was created before the bombing.
Okay.
And I read BuzzFeed's little blurb on it, and basically it said that the Facebook page that was, I think, support, I don't know which Facebook page it was because it didn't cite it, but I think it was probably, like, a support victims of the Boston bombing, or, you know, something very pro, you know, help and pro aid and anti, obviously, bombing. This is not, like, a pro-bombing Facebook page.
Okay.
But BuzzFeed pointed out that you can change the name of a Facebook group after it's been created. So mm-hmm. What probably happened is that the page yeah. had been for something else, and then somebody who
Someone
ran the page is like, I really want
right.
to change this.
Yeah.
And that's a good way of starting it off with, like, thousands of followers, like, already, so.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was, yeah, that's probably why.
Mm-hmm.
There we go.
Oh, well, number three, like, what is that? That's
three.
Not even a conspiracy theory.
I don't even...
The Sandy Hook principal is at the Boston bombing. So what if she was? Like, she's allowed to
she's
be...
She's allowed to go... It's a massive event!
Oh, wait, no. No, she... This was us getting confused. This principal was one of the victims
of
the shooting. So what is this conspiracy theory,
I'm
then?
Confused.
Did she rise from the dead?
Her principal, no, I think maybe they were attempting to... Okay, let's just see. Hiroko saved the lives of children when she rushed at a shooter, Adam Lanza, during the elementary school shooting in December.
Okay.
I don't understand. So there's an elementary school shooting, and she was interviewed at the scene of the Newtown shooting, and that she survived as proof of a conspiracy.
I don't even know what that is.
No.
I
don't understand. Sandy Hook principal, something.
Apparently
she ended
there's
up at the
a
Boston
photo.
Marathon. What?
Apparently
a photo
there's a photo
of what?
Showing her at the Boston Marathon. But, I mean, photos are so easily doctored and Photoshopped that means nothing these days. Like, just because you have a photo, that doesn't... I mean, videos
so she,
can be doctored.
I'm confused. Yeah, I mean, but, like, so what's the point if she's there?
Sandy Hook principal Dawn Hochsprungs heroically saved the lives of children when she rushed at the shooter. She was one of the fatalities. She was one of the victims of the shooting because she saved these children. Like, she died as a result.
She's dead. But they found. Oh, she's dead. Well. BuzzFeed could be much more clear about that. Yeah. They didn't say she died anywhere. I don't follow the news very closely. Obviously, that's just a failing on my part. But, like, you could say that somewhere. She's dead, and then she magically showed up somewhere in a picture of the Boston Marathon. I don't think that's a valid, though. All those pictures are really grainy and not very, you know.
And also very easily Photoshopped.
Yeah,
like
easily Photoshopped
before.
As well. Okay. So the Tsarnaev brothers were double agents. Oh my God.
Oh Lord. For whom?
For what? No. They were results of the Chechen diaspora in Boston, and that's pretty much all I want to say about this.
Yeah. Can we These are just upsetting me, and I'm sure these are probably upsetting our listeners. Can we change the topic?
Yeah, I'm
kind of getting upset.
This is just bringing up. It was supposed to be interesting, and now it's just being blah. So we're gonna should we put on a song, or should we just switch topics?
Let's switch topics because okay. We just played a song.
All right. The entertaining.
Sorry guys, that was a bad idea on
that's
our part.
Okay.
We thought that'd be interesting, but we just got upset.
But it's just kind of yeah. Anyway, so the entertaining and cringe-inducing ways Urban Outfitters describes its customers to Wall Street.
Oh.
Well,
the upscale homeless.
The upscale. The what?
That's the term.
The upscale homeless. Oh my God.
Sorry. Now we're just reading this because
prepared. It's not good. We're not prepared. It's fine. The urban customer has a slight degree of angst. I'm just gonna read out all the, oh goodness, of angst. And then this girl's holding a T-shirt that says "duh." Is saying "duh" angsty now? I thought angsty was like.
Duh,
Harry Potter in the fifth, in the
MC.
Order of the Phoenix. Duh. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I hate my
Nobody
life.
Understands
Duh.
Me. Duh. Sorry.
That was insane. That was good.
Oh, remember, the next one. The urban customer is really dressing to attract a mate. The anthropology customer is dressing for respectability in her community with her friends and family.
Respectability in
no,
the
no, no.
community.
But the urban customer is dressing to attract a mate. I mean, I occasionally wear things from Urban Outfitters. Like, the shorts I'm currently wearing are from Urban Outfitters.
Yeah.
I do not wear them to
and
attract
cute.
A mate.
We're not banging
I wear them
Urban
because
Outfitters.
They're adorable and slightly sailor-themed.
Yes.
Because who doesn't love a nautical aesthetic?
When it's spring and gorgeous outside.
Exactly. Crazy.
But I'm really confused.
Yeah.
Like, dressing to attract a mate. First of all, I would say people in general dress for various reasons.
They dress to look
You
good.
Wouldn't wear baggy T-shirts to attract a mate. Okay, that's a lie. You could easily wear baggy T-shirts to attract a mate. I find it funny that they might think that. I don't know. It doesn't make any sense. You can dress however you want to attract a mate. It's fine. But
yeah, I think
typically
I
would say you'd wear like dressy stuff or like
clingy
stuff
people.
Or like what?
It like says that people only dress for one reason. That it's like it can't be multifunctional. They can't dress because they want to look good.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people just take pride in. I mean. People take pride in their appearance, and they want to look good because that helps them feel good.
Mm-hmm.
That shouldn't be. I mean, if that so happens to coincide with them finding a mate, then that's perfect.
Yes.
But I don't think that's anybody's.
No.
I mean, I could be wrong. But that personally isn't usually my number one idea when I go get dressed in the morning. Is I'm going to attract a mate with this outfit today.
This outfit is a mate. This mate dynamite. No, I mean, yeah, people dress for different things. I'm not really sure. I mean, the way you dress is the way that you present your image to the rest of the world.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you are trying to attract a mate, that's fine. But it is, like you said, pigeonholing. If you dress for Urban Outfitters, like from Urban Outfitters, then you're trying to attract a mate.
Yeah.
It's kind of a weird thing for them to say. What I like is this one here. Our customers from traditional homes and advantage, but this offers them the benefit of rebellion.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. So
what is that?
It's rebellion for rich people. And there's a picture of this like dress with some cutouts in it. And I'm like, how is that rebellious? I am so confuzzled. It doesn't make any sense.
The urban shopper leads a pretty cloistered existence. And yet they are angsty and rebellious and dressing to attract a mate.
Oh my goodness.
I think there are a lot of, I mean, this is just
so I might never shop at Urban Outfitters again. They're just upsetting me.
I don't know.
No. Shout out to the embassy. Yes, it is a diploma uni grad coming from money.
Yeah, that's basically
that's
true.
Pretty much shopping
that's
there.
Accurate. Yeah.
Which is fine. Which theoretically, hopefully, hopefully I'll have money someday and a uni degree.
I will eventually shop
at Urban Outfitters.
Yeah.
But, you know, it is angsty. You need clothes to be angsty. Truly angsty. That's an insult to truly angsty people.
Yeah.
That's what that is.
The free people customer is happy. She loves life.
Oh my God.
Okay, sorry, telling me that I can only be happy if I wear Free People? No, that is a lie, and I'm angry.
No, you're upsetting me.
Stop.
No, it's not. This is not going well.
Stop. Also, are allowed to wear things other than Coachella. I mean, you are allowed to wear things other than Free People at Coachella.
Oh my God.
Music festivals.
That's just Lord. Please, Coachella doesn't. I don't understand Coachella. I think it looks kind of fun. But like,
yeah. BuzzFeed had so many articles regarding what people wore to Coachella. I loved the one where it's like 11 people who dressed really nicely at Coachella and didn't look like they were wearing next to nothing. And they just like took pictures of people that like were dressed really nicely and like were well covered, yet very appropriate for the fun atmosphere. And it goes to show that you don't have to like wear a swimsuit at a music festival in order to fit in. So A+ to those lovelies.
So this concludes with Urban, their sales last year were about $2.8 billion. $2.8 billion. What's that in pounds?
Oh, a lot.
Less than...
Just basically double it.
Yeah, but
basically
double it. So like 1 million. 1 billion. Oh, goddamn. 1 billion. 1 billion pounds, pretty much. Yeah, that makes sense.
Wait, no. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. Because it'd be one is like to 1.6 or something like that. I don't know. I'm not a math person. Just try and double stuff. That's what I would suggest. Anyway, so that much money. They earned $2.8 billion last year. And I didn't realize that they owned Anthropologie as well.
No,
but yeah, they do. Oh, goodness. So it's amazing what people can get away with and no one ever notices. And then it just makes me so... feels so interesting. Okay. So we are going to put on
what's a good music festively song.
I don't know, that's what but we've been about. I've been eyeing up Larger Than Life by Backstreet Boys.
That's even better.
And
that's
I feel
better
like
than
it
what
just
I can
epitomizes
up with.
Everything I want in my life. So we're gonna put that on now. Have fun. Yes, yes. And
so our next and final BuzzFeed article. Because yes, we are. We just did an entire news hour about BuzzFeed.
Yeah, we did. But, you know, it's all
right. It's so varied that we're allowed to.
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah. It's fine. So anyway, the next thing that we're doing, are you a musical theater fan? I actually don't know.
I do like musical theater. I like to go to musical theater productions that especially that are done by the university. Because we have such a good musical theater program.
Yes, you do.
Yes.
Yes. So we have up now 14 Reasons Why Life Should Be More Like Singing in the Rain.
Which is actually fact.
Yes,
it should be a thing.
It really should be. Because Singing in the Rain is one of my favorite musicals. I have a poster of it in my room. Like, that's how legit it is.
You are dedicated. I am. I mean, I referenced it this morning when we were talking. I was talking about, like, bird cages, and then I thought about that scene.
Bird cages. The one. What? Bird cages. Oh, you lost me.
Oh.
Did you say bird cages?
Oh, no, never mind. I'm sorry. That was a different conversation. That was not Singing in the Rain. Okay. That was. Yeah, no, never mind. Okay. I just confused you. Confused the audience.
I had this look of panic on my face.
Yeah. No, it's fine. Two different conversations, both involving musical theater. Don't know how that one happened.
Yeah, don't worry. Yeah. I just have, like, the other reason I have that poster is because I like old films and stuff, and this is obviously an old film, one of the really good ones. But, like, I just have a bunch of it from Urban Outfitters. Ho ho. Is like a pack of eight, and it's like Casablanca, Singing in the Rain, Some Like It Hot, Breakfast at Tiffany's. They're very nice. They're pretty inexpensive, and you should pick some up because they're actually quite good.
I'll hit that one up.
Yes. So we'll start with why life should be more like singing in the rain. And
anytime a cop stops you, you just offer a sheepish smile and move on.
And honestly, who wouldn't be charmed by Gene Kelly? The dancing just sort of emanates from his body, I think. Yeah. It's quite like, it's refreshing.
He's like, I'm sorry that I'm dancing in the rain.
There we go. He gives a little shrug now. And he's just, you know, life goes on. I'll just walk around in the rain. Although, was he doing anything wrong? This is what I don't understand.
I don't know.
Is dancing in the rain a problem? Was he a menace to society somehow?
Yeah, he was clearly being a menace to society with his singing at a late hour.
Oh.
He was disrupting the peace.
Mm-hmm.
That might have been it. Or the police officer just had his rounds and thought he was drunk.
Yes.
That could have also been a thing.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Hmm.
People would be totally honest. You'd never again wonder why he didn't just text you back.
That's true. There's never been anything between us, just air, which is the two stars of the film talking to each other.
I can never remember her name. What is her name?
It's something like BB.
The actress with that very interesting voice.
Yes, she's got a very like nasally, high-pitched voice. It's a very bad voice.
I just can't stand it.
That's so funny.
Lord.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's just, like, old films. They just have the best humor because there's, like, there's nothing between us, just air. And it's like, ha-ha. It's better than, you know, like, The Hangover where all you do is laugh at, like, a tiger getting locked in a bathroom.
Don't understand.
Yeah, I don't understand it either. I really don't.
Oh, well.
So.
Yeah.
What else do we think? A lot of these are just, like, you know, the song, the one where they're dancing around, what's his face? Danny Kaye? Someone?
Yeah.
Daniel Day? Is that his name? No.
It's
different. Okay, it's fine. Yes, he's dancing around with that weird, like, stuffed animal without a head, like, stuffed, like, the doll.
At what point
make
is
him laugh?
Make him
that
laugh,
song? Yeah.
I love that song. It's one of my favorites.
Yeah, no, it is. It's quite a good song. I enjoy it very much. Hello, Andrew's just joined us. Say hi, Andrew.
Hi.
Okay, bye. yes, the thing was weird. I love that song though because it just sort of like you jump around and make him laugh. Na 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 na. All the dancing and the singing in the film is just a lot of it's very lighthearted and happy.
Yeah, and then one of the greatest things I've ever seen was when Joseph Gordon-Levitt, who's one of my favorite actors, went on Saturday Night Live, which is an American sketch comedy show, and for his monologue, redid make him laugh. And like did the whole thing like
did
with
he
the,
actually
yeah with like the
How
running
have
at the
seen
walls.
This is a combination
so good.
Of my
like,
two
YouTube
favorite
it.
Things.
It's so
I have to
good.
Look it up now. Everyone's listening.
Yeah,
should be looking that up right now.
Yeah, you guys should
I'm
listen.
I'm so excited. The embassy has written something. The first thought would be that he needed the calcium to keep strong bones for all the dancing. However, Milk was needed for the rain scene. Only water would not show up like rain. So a mix of rain and milk hat was made to create the rain, and Kelly had to dance in it. You were dancing so in milk water?
Yeah. I learned that once. Yeah, you were so full of fun facts. I love this. Can you just,
it's just...
Embassy, like, come on and like host this with us next time.
No. Embassy is a joke. We call my house at home the embassy.
Oh, that's cute.
This is just my mom. Say hello. Hello, mom.
Hi. She's so full of fun facts.
Yes, she's full of the internet, but also fun facts.
She's full of the internet.
The internet is there, but there are also fun facts. Yes. So, and then Fred Astaire taught Debbie Reynolds how to dance in the movie. Very interesting.
I like that.
I like a bit of Fred Astaire. So
gone
for
the
good,
days.
Yes, no, go gone ahead. To the days. Gone to the days of Fred Astaire. Really, those I've never seen a Fred Astaire film though.
But I mean, that's the beauty of it though, is that people are able to like. People like Fred Astaire could dance and they could star in films. And like gone were the days where we had like such mega talents like that. Now
exactly.
Occasionally you'll have Dancing with the Stars where you'll have a movie.
Yeah.
A movie actor go on, but then it's just it's not the same,
like,
you know?
It's like Parade of the Has-Beens.
Yeah. A little bit. Although sometimes like a really big name comes on. Like I have to admit, Donald Driver, a Green Bay Packer, was on Dancing with the Stars and he did really well. I think he actually won. He did win Dancing with the Stars. And you know, I was pretty proud of him. He wasn't a has been. I was pretty proud of my driver, my DD.
Oh, that's nice.
It was cute. It was like the one time where I was like, I'm proud to be a Packer. Yeah. And it's like not even football.
Oh, hello, football. Go America. Okay.
Dancing with the Stars.
All right. So on that note, the other show is starting to make some funny faces at us. So we're going to
head out. We'll wrap it up with the last song.
Singing in the Rain by someone, Mint Royale. I think it's, I'm not sure. Anyway, but if it's the song that I'm thinking of, it's actually quite good.
Okay.
So we've had a great time. Thank you very much.
Enjoy your revision. Good luck on revision. Exams.
Enjoy your summer.
See you guys again.
And yeah, we won't see you again.
Or talk to you.
Yes.
If you missed
the news bulletin today, just go on
the
BBC.
Post online.
We plagiarize it every Monday just for you.
We'll also be updating our own written articles. We'll be posting our own written articles about the news that we get from the BBC.
There we go.
On the Star website.
Okay.
So check it out.
So look out for those.
Star Radio.
Thank you very much, guys. Have a lovely day.